Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Edward Pullen, Product Line Marketing Manager for QuickAssist Technology at Intel. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you. Great to be here.
QuickAssist is something that Intel has been talking about for quite a while, but why don't we just start with the definition of QuickAssist and what kind of markets that technology is serving?
QuickAssist is something we've had in the market since 2008. And basically, QuickAssist is acceleration technology for two main areas, security and compression. And we can break that down further. Security acceleration involves encryption, integrity checks, and key handling for creating secure messages. The compression acceleration supports the deflate algorithm, so it's very standard lossless compression.
When did QuickAssist start emerging in Intel platforms?
QuickAssist has been in Intel products for some time. The same technology and IP has evolved since Intel had network processor technology. That technology first appeared in production products somewhere around 2002, 2003. And it has evolved into what we see now as QuickAssist technology, which is acceleration technology that is either embedded in our SoCs or chipsets. And it first appeared as QuickAssist, as I mentioned, in a product called the EP80579. It was kind of a throwback to the old x86 early chips there.
And it seems that since that point, the telco industry is really going under a vast transformation, which makes this technology even more important. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So everything we do here at Intel relates in some fashion to the ability to keep data in motion, data at rest, secure. This is no longer just something interesting for telcos. This is kind of a mandatory baseline. QuickAssist technology with the ability to offload CPU cycles and not spend your cycles managing the cryptography or compressed data there. This provides a very high performance cryptography to keep your data in motion, your data at rest safe. Now, you have a transformation in the network. Things that used to be called security appliances are now being developed on hardware platforms that look very much like standard servers. In the future, they will be services that are provided on a given server. So your standard server technology is going to be an intrusion detection system, a firewall, a load balancer, a storage box, and that has to do with the SDN and NFV. That server is now a virtualized network function. Everything we do with QuickAssist can be virtualized, so the single piece of hardware can be handled by separate virtual machines. This plays into Intel's vision of network transformation in a very big way.
Where have you seen the industry embrace QuickAssist in terms of technology solutions, and where do you think it has the biggest impact in particular?
We have a very large customer base in communications areas. For example, QuickAssist is very prevalent in standard security appliances, and there's some very public information talking about the customers that we work with in that area. Maybe lesser known in some larger equipment, such as wireless gateways and routers that basically would provide services. So you may have specialized cards that handle specialized services. QuickAssist is also very prevalent there. Now, very surprisingly, storage has become a very big area. Secure storage is a mandatory requirement. Your data, of course, you want to be able to efficiently store it, so you like to compress that data. But at the same time, you want to encrypt because you don't want anyone to have access. QuickAssist supports future-looking technologies like perfect forward secrecy, where with the combination of elliptic curve, Diffie-Hellman, and RSA keys, these key technologies that we offload, you can create an ephemeral key, a key that's temporary for the sessions to go along with your standard private key, so that if your key technology is ever breached, your data is still secure. There are a lot of industry players, very large internet companies now, that are talking to us about perfect forward secrecy and the need to keep their data secure today and 10 years from now. So you don't want nation states or hacktivists coming after your data, able to get at your private key sometime in the future, and they have access to the last 10 years of your data. That could be devastating for any government or business or utility. So this notion of perfect forward secrecy is very heavy lifting to handle these key technologies at the same time. QuickAssist offloads that and does an excellent job, very high performing doing it.
Can you talk a little bit about the applications that would use this technology?
We have integrated QuickAssist with OpenSSL, and we have seen some very significant results. The performance we can get with our current devices is up to 10x more secure web browser clients, while at the same time saving up to 11 times the CPU cycles. Another very common application is big data. There's a MapReduce function very common with big data where you are breaking up very large files, providing clusters with certain pieces to work on. Using the compression engine in QuickAssist, we've seen up to a 40% improvement in our benchmarks here by compressing that data with QuickAssist versus doing that in standard software applications. At the same time, saving up to 20% of your core cycles.
When you take a look at the future for telecom, where do you see the opportunity for QuickAssist to grow, and what are Intel's plans in terms of next generation technology delivery?
QuickAssist is becoming more and more common. Well, now, talking about a world where the network is transformed, where boxes are standard server technologies, the area where we're seeing lots of interest and lots of expansion is actually securing data centers beyond a firewall. Typically today, data centers have blocks of security boxes up to a point, and then data is allowed to be transmitted in the clear beyond that point. In the future, this is really not going to be acceptable any longer. Most of the hacks are somebody that's allowed to be there or an entity that's allowed to log in there. So this is a very big area that we are talking to customers about applying the QuickAssist technology, making sure your data is secure, not only your north-south, your traffic coming into your data center, but traffic among servers within your data center, and we refer to that as east-west traffic. These are very big trends that we see happening.
If folks want to find out more about QuickAssist, where would they go for more information?
Intel QuickAssist Technology /01.org.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today, Ed. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you.